I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776 is the number. What did you tell everybody what you just said to me before we went on the air?
Oh, it's your time to shine, baby.
No, that's not what you said. Ray, tell everybody what Bart said to me before we went on the air.
It was around the area of, oh, it's a basketball day. Let me put my feet up and relax.
And I said?
How is that different from any other day?
Yeah, Ray said, stop yarning on the mic. I said, that's me taking diaphragm breaths, man. That's yoga breathing.
Did you really just wait till the show started before you took a bite of that apple?
The show started for you, not me. Go ahead and talk to the people.
Is it a big apple? Is it a big apple?
It's apple slices. I'm looking for the juice box. He does have apple slices,
no,
though.
I had to cut it. I got high cholesterol.
Yeah, I know. You've told
me
this.
It runs in my family.
This is lunchtime for everyone, but not for you.
No, this is me taking my cholesterol down with the high-fiber apple.
That could have been done at 11:30.
But I was fasting.
At 11:30?
I fast at 12 o'clock.
Why till 12? We have a show that starts at 12. Why wouldn't you fast until 11?
Because I only get an 8-hour window.
Fast until 3 then.
No, it's like an 8-hour window. I get to eat in between 12 and 8.
Why don't you eat between 3 and 10?
I'm supposed to be resting to let my body recover. You're trying to make me be a fat, sloppy. Right.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to have a 3-hour show where we can both talk. And
No, you talk. I'll eat my apple. Then I'll see y'all at 12:20.
I think what we need to do is change the start time of our show.
I'll be ready to tap in at 12:20.
When would be a better time for us to start the show for you? What would fit into your day now that you have this fasting and your morning workouts?
Yo, I already got to go. I already got to get violated. I'm losing my virginity in a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks?
Yes.
Why are you waiting weeks for this? It was scheduled. Well, usually that happens like within a week.
No, February 2nd.
That's that week? Next week?
I think
that's
next Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take that Friday off too, by the way.
So I actually need that day off too. We're both out.
I'm getting violated, man.
Yeah.
I get my stuff pushed in, man.
Well, you're not getting anything pushed in.
I'm
you're just
nervous.
Getting something pushed in just so they could make sure that everything within is in good working order with no extra stuff that you might not need.
Yeah, you know, remember Earthquake said when he got it there, you know what I mean? When like he got the good thing, my prostate blood work came back.
Yep.
And listen, for everybody, listen, I'm joining the club. I'm at that age. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm black, so I'm prone to everything.
You are?
Yeah, like outside.
I never knew that.
I
didn't even know you were black.
Outside of being like, you know, being cool, having swag, naturally being born, that's the cool things of being black. The mm-hmm. bad thing is you're prone to every disease there is in the world. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys ever remember that thing with The Simpsons where, like, the dude had everything, Mr. Burns had everything, but because he had everything, nothing could get through because it was, like, all blocked at the door. That's what being black is like.
Is
high
it?
Cholesterol, diabetes, mm-hmm. Pre-stroke, mm-hmm. prostate cancer, mm-hmm. colon cancer, mm-hmm. Vitiligo, if you're Michael Jackson.
Who?
Vitiligo.
Okay.
Like you.
Which album was that off of?
The Thriller.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a thriller. You know? And it's going to be a thriller, like, when I go down, man.
Yes, listen, it is.
I feel like I need a witness to make sure they ain't making fun of me. You know what I mean? Cause I always
making fun of you.
I always think, like, the doctors or something. You don't know what they're doing when you sleep. You know what I'm saying?
If Bart finally goes to sleep, then they get the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. Put something on my put something hot on my forehead. Like, nah, man. What the hell
LeBron
happened?
James.
What the hell happened when I was asleep, man? So, like, honestly, some of our listeners have been violated already. So,
I wouldn't say violated.
Remember what Earthquake said. Now, I'm glad I didn't do the finger.
What did Earthquake say?
Earthquake, the comedian, was like, listen, man, He went in there. He got that Obamacare back in the day. He was happy. Like, I'm going to get everything.
Right.
So then he was like, hey, man, you're getting a little, hey, your PSA was up a little high. Sure. Let's check your prostate.
Right.
He's like, all right, well, you know, how you do that? He started pulling his pants. I'm like, no, bro, that's not how it works.
Let me go in the corner and let me bend over. I'm ready.
Yeah. He started to roll his sleeves up.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, that ain't how you check for prostate cancer. Like, what do you mean? He was like, hey, go put this gown on. And he said, he put the gown on backwards.
Yes.
And he was like, well, why you put the gown on backwards? He was like, man, because listen, if it's between my butt, my, you know, we that my, you know, we got a meeting in the front. That understands, you know what I'm saying? We gonna cover the butt. We'll leave the front out. He's like, man, whatever, man. He's like, listen, I put it on backwards because I want to feel it coming. You ain't just about to sneak up on me.
And put it up.
And so like he said, the dude started grabbing out. He put gel on two fingers. He's like, yes. Hold up, man, what the hell you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, man, let me see what finger you gonna use. Anybody use that big old NFL knuckle on me? He's like, man, you better use your pinky. If you can't find what you're looking for with that pinky, man, then leave it in there. You know what I'm saying?
And that's kind of,
and that's how I feel, man. So I'm nervous, man. Mm. I feel like I need to have like somebody in there that I can trust.
I'll get you fired up.
Yeah, I need somebody to figure out, like, somebody to watch the doctor to make sure, like, you know how like they do the stuff and they have, like, the people watching outside the glass?
Yes.
I need somebody watching to make sure I'm not violated, man.
You need everybody just to sit there and watch that. You think people really want to watch that?
I just want to make sure I ain't violated.
I don't think you're going to be violated.
Alan, you didn't see the uncut footage of yours.
No, I'd rather not.
Just because you don't know it didn't happen don't mean it didn't.
You're just putting that. You're making other people say I don't want to do this when this is a very important thing for men to do. You got to get checked and make sure you're right.
See, Jake, a little.
Now that's one thing. If you go to like a strip mall and go to like you know some quack that is doing it, it's another thing to go to a registered doctor.
Yeah,
who is
yeah, like they don't
has
never,
a
yeah,
resume?
Yeah, they never do.
Who's competent?
Yeah, they never do anything.
Where's what about Jay Shaw? What about Dr. J? You gonna go see Dr. J Shaw?
Listen, I don't know if he fixed that type of sciatica. You know, so that's a different type of sciatica.
What about Dr. Jennifer? No, you can't. I won't let you.
I don't know if she's available. I don't know if I can look her in the eyes after that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna let
her. Woj Bomb. Woj Bomb. Hang on a second. We have breaking news.
Again?
Of a trade in the NBA. It does not involve the locals, it is interesting.
Man,
it's it. You don't want to hear it? All right, fine. Let's move on. Let's keep talking about your prostate then.
I do, but
I think that's really, really important.
No, I do, but why don't we, when are we going to make some moves, man?
They made a very significant move. No, you're already bored because it's already like, that's a month ago.
Yeah, exactly.
We need more moves.
We need more bench help. And we watching people that's great for our bench go to other places. But what's the Woj Bomb? What we got?
The Woj Bomb? What are you pointing at? Can I?
Yeah, what? You go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and watch screen one.
Well, no, don't. That's my screen. That's my screen, not yours. You watch whatever's on your screen.
Okay.
Boring tennis.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay, Woj Bomb.
Woj Bomb. Are you ready for the Woj Bomb now, or do we still have to talk more about your stuff?
No, let's move on from that. I'm frightened.
Okay. Well, the Woj Bomb, of course, can't find it on my page. The Heat have traded for Terry Rozier.
Oh, okay.
With the Hornets.
Yeah, Scary Terry.
Who do you think they traded for? They traded him for.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes. Not Nicki Minaj, but I know who you're referencing. If I know Bart speak.
Twerk.
It's Kyle Lowry and a 2027 first-round pick. First-round pick for Terry Rozier.
Oh, a whole 2 years. Unprotected, I'm sure.
Unprotected?
Scary Terry can ball, though.
You know, he is. He's balling this year. And remember, he's still in the contract for a couple more years, too.
But he's doing, like, 23
Yeah, it's a protected pick.
What was it, like, 23 points a game?
23 points a game. 6 assists as well. He's played well when LaMelo was out. He was starting.
I feel so bad for LaMelo, man.
So a lottery-protected pick. But it's unprotected in 2028. So if the Hornets, if the Heat are really bad in 2027, which do we expect that? I don't know.
Jimmy Butler should be about.
Yeah, we'll see. But if at 28 it becomes unprotected, so one way or another, it could be an unprotected pick.
I feel bad for LaMelo, man.
But Kyle Lowry right now is somebody that is at the end of his contract.
He'd be perfect for us.
Us? Who's us?
Not the Pistons. It'd be perfect for us, the Knicks.
Who's
what do you mean?
Us?
The Knickerbockers.
Why?
Because, listen, coming off the bench, he accepted that role last year. He played extremely well in the playoffs. He was very vital.
He was good last year.
He's very vital in them guys getting to the
He's also
the
37 finals. Years old.
So?
And weight has been an issue.
So it's the brick break. That happens when everybody, your metabolism slows down at 37 years old. Like, he's right on. Listen, he's trying. You know what I mean? He probably looks at some lobster butter and gain 2 pounds.
Maybe. Does he still have enough left for you to be interested in him as the for the backup point guard role?
Yes, because he's so smart and crafty. He's like Brunson Jr. He's from Villanova guy.
He started 35 out of 37 games this year, but he's only scoring 8 points a game.
So I don't need him to do it. I need him I need him to take charges.
Low percentage, but 38% from three. So still shoots the three well. Right.
And listen, how many of these old guys always, because they don't really train that much coming off of the offseason, and it takes them a while after the All-Star break, guys like him turn it on.
But can I ask you, the Heat are a team that you're going to be battling with for a spot in the top six, right? Yes. You expect Miami's been decent, not great, but decent.
Yes, they turn it on.
If they don't want him, if they upgraded to a guy like Terry Rozier for scoring.
That's 23 points, man, 6 assists, of course. Like, he can help them more than Kyle Lowry.
But how can that help you if it couldn't help them?
Because you don't have Scary Terry. You didn't try and go out and get Scary Terry.
Can I also tell you, he has not played well. Lowry's last 5 games are abysmal. They're really bad.
Okay, put him next to them Villanova boys.
He's Villanova.
That's what I'm saying. Let him get next to that Villanova juice.
Yeah, he's...
Let him get baptized. You think he's going to play bad in front of kids, people that looked up to him? Hell no.
You know, he hasn't made a 3 in 5 games. Oh, my God.
But he's shooting 38%.
I know. That's what's amazing is that he was probably shooting better.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's been in and out of the lineup. He's been banged up.
You want to know why? He's starting.
Yeah, it's a lot of... Well, he hasn't been playing a ton of minutes, though, even though he's starting. That went down. He was averaging over 30 minutes a game up until about 20 games, 25 games, and then that was it.
Yes.
Numbers could never recover.
You know
at that
how
point.
It is, how when you old, like, it takes longer to recover.
Yeah.
So let him come here, take some weeks off, get in shape, just work out,
now,
get his legs underneath him.
Here's what's important. The Hornets aren't buying him out yet.
Yeah,
they want to see if they can get somebody to trade for him. And that's not what you want to do.
That's not going to happen.
You wait that out. Let him get bought out. And then, if you want to bring him in that kind of capacity,
that's
fine.
I'm
not giving up an asset for this guy.
That's what I'm saying. Because just imagine, you can get him.
38 years old.
Just think, you can get him for nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you can still go out and get Brogdon because you gave up nothing.
Would you need Brogdon, though?
Yeah.
If you think about it, would you?
Listen, Lowry's just insurance. He can take the seat of Fournier when we trade Fournier. So I'd rather have him sitting on the bench, just, you know, getting on the bike, working out every once in a while, seeing what he can do, building him back up, knowing that I still have Brogdon. That's just extra. You can never have too many point guards. Even if he coming out and playing 5 minutes, just taking 5 minutes from Brunson to be able to let him rest, so you're not paying him 38, 40 minutes. That's well worth it.
Now, my good friend Ian Begley, who does a lot of great NBA stuff and really heavily focused on Knicks for SNY, he is saying that the Knicks and the Blazers have been in talks.
Come on, Blazers. Okay.
So, that is something.
Right? That's perfect for Brogdon.
Yeah. That's not something that's, they've been in talks. Now, the most important part of this report, though, is that while there's been some talking, he said there haven't been any significant trade discussions for him.
Well, deadlines action.
Doesn't that lead you then to think that if that's not going to happen, right? Because probably the asking price is high. But if that's not happening, you could do Lowry as a buyout guy. He gets bought out.
Yes.
You just give him a minimum.
And then go get Bruce Brown.
It's
almost like we
two
share
pieces
a brain. It's
instead
like
of
me,
one.
It's almost like me. You rubbing off on me. It's like we share a brain.
Can we phrase it differently?
What, you rubbing off on me?
But no, instead of
phrasing.
I can also feel Bart will be coming somewhere tonight.
No, that's not. No.
I mean, am I help? Am I influencing? Am I a positive influence? Look, can we do that?
Yes. Okay.
The rubbing off thing just makes me uncomfortable.
Cliche-ish too. Well,
not that as much as just level of creepy. So to me, that's two pieces that wouldn't cost you a lot.
Right.
And versus and people that want to talk about Clarkson, that's going to cost a ton.
Slow risk, high reward.
Yeah. And you know what else to watch, too, with the Hornets? Gordon Hayward. You don't know what, like, if they're going to start selling off pieces.
I feel bad for LaMelo, man. They they have not found
a way.
Well,
they have to rebuild properly.
They haven't found a way to build around him. He's been hurt.
Well, that's one of the problems.
And he's one of the bright stars.
They've got some good. I mean, Miles Bridges had a lot of problems, but he was playing really well. They have a couple of centers who are really good. You know, like they're good. They have a chance to be very good.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's not.
It was scary.
PJ Washington is all right. Yes. Terry Rozier just needed to be on a better team.
Yeah, those Boston days was good.
Deontay Murray is going to cost a lot. I think that's out of the question at this point. Let the Lakers overpay. I just don't think Deontay Murray is going to be a real thing for the Knicks.
He may not be able to put him over the top. They want to wait for that star. Did you see Carl Anthony?
Well, and I was going to get into that part of it. So, like, as we keep an eye on some of the rumors and everything else, again, 800-919-3776 on all this stuff. Is that interesting enough? Bart says that the Knicks should keep an eye now on Kyle Lowry and see if the Hornets are either going to buy him out or they'll flip him for something cheap. Could that help the Knicks bench? And I just say, well, if Miami didn't want him. Like, that just makes me wonder, does he have anything left? And I was looking at his numbers lately, and his numbers lately don't look good. Now, last year in the playoffs, he was very good for them.
Yeah, because old dudes wait.
But
they say their energy.
Maybe. That's why. We'll see. And you know what I would do?
Really, that's the Heat team and all together.
If they buy him out.
Wait till playoffs. Yes. Tell him, hey, man, go to Miami.
You have a day. You have to sign him before April 1st, I think. Right? If you're a playoff team.
Tell him take some time off.
So you say to him, take time. Get in shape.
Get yourself.
But relax.
Right. Yeah.
Just keep shooting. Do your thing.
And then come out and give us what you gave us at the beginning of the season. Yeah. 20 games.
Yeah.
And we'll be straight.
Exactly. We'll get you in April. We're not gonna do anything, but let's do that. And let's see if he wants to do that. But there's that. There's a whole bunch of other things. So we'll keep an eye certainly on that. But Bart mentioned it, so
you can see the Clippers or somebody like people like that, like,
yeah.
Like because his name.
Oh, somebody's gonna because of the veteran savvy stuff. I just don't know, does he have enough left that he can give you minutes so that Jalen Brunson doesn't have to play 38 minutes a night?
Yeah.
Like, can you rely on a guy like Lowry to fill in the blanks just so Brunson can get a break? And maybe he doesn't have anything left. But anyways, there's that. But you mentioned something. You're right. Last night in the NBA was wild night. Wild night.
70-60.
Big man, 70 points
big man
for Joel Embiid.
Big man delights.
And, you know, that was... He just absolutely dominated Wembanyama. I said on Twitter, I said, Wembanyama said,
yeah.
Yo, I put 33 on Embiid. And his friend said, what'd he get? never mind.
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven what?
Yeah.
Me and
Embiid combined for 100. But still, that performance was spectacular. And then now, of course, everybody's debating about the fact that he's not playing enough games. And he might not be eligible for MVP because of the new rule, 65 games. And people are like already saying,
like, whatever.
Like this is stupid. Like, it's like not stupid. Him. You got to play. You got to play to earn him. Those awards.
What are you on pace for? 60?
He's under 65 right now because he's missed a lot of time. Doesn't mean that he's not going to suddenly play as many games he needs to play. But that happened. And then, and did you hear Durant's reaction? KD went for what did he went for?
He went for 40.
Yeah, that's right. And they came back. They were down 23, and they won that game.
But that's to the Bulls, man.
Yeah, Chicago not.
Like, you down on the Bulls? Like, what are y'all doing?
But
like,
they made a late push. So, anyways, here's KD when in postgame was told, hey, Joel went for 70.
I don't know if you saw Joel Embiid score 70. Cat had 60.
70?
Yeah, Joel had 70 today.
58-3.
Yeah, 70? 70? Now, you heard the reporter also mention Cat, and, you know, KD didn't even care. Like, he said Cat also had, 70.
Like, 70's seven. Higher than 60.
Yeah, 62, Carl Anthony Towns. But I want you to listen to Chris Finch, the head coach of the Timberwolves, because I don't know if you know how this game ended, but they were winning that game pretty much the whole way, lost in the fourth
quarter. What?
Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns was 2-for-10 in the fourth. With 3 minutes to go, Finch took him out of the game.
Hold on. How many to go?
Like 3 minutes to go. Took him out.
Thought the game was over.
No. Took him out because they were losing.
And he was playing bad?
He was taking bad shots and no defense.
Oh.
So he took him out. Yeah. The guy had 62 and you took him out of the game. Like, it was so bizarre.
You can tell he was going for a record or something. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to.
Listen to the head coach of the Timberwolves, Chris Finch, about the way the team played.
You know, obviously, we're going to try to feed a hot hand, look for a hot hand. But at some point, we got to get back to making the right play. We got to get back to doing the right things. And like I said, there's a lot of ways to be immature. And there was a lot of immature performances here throughout the roster. We totally disrespected the game, ourselves, and we got exactly what we deserved. So,
what do you think of that as a player?
No, that's real. Like, it's like somebody like rushing, they rush for 300, but you're still losing in the football game. And like, man, he got a chance to break the record. Bro, we losing.
He was taking some weird shots. He started forcing. And there was a time.
Because somebody told him what the record was. He got
the
record.
The franchise record was 60. He got that, 62. But there were shots that he was making in the second quarter and then in early in third where it was like, oh, my God. Like, he couldn't miss. Just throwing it in the air, yeah, and it was going in.
Yeah.
And so it got silly. Like, they just kept giving the ball, like, go, you're hot.
Yeah.
Then it became like, that's a bad shot. Like, that's a bad shot.
And they started going the other way.
And then on their last possession, not the very last possession because he took a three that had no chance. It was 1 second left. But I mean the penultimate possession when they were down one and he had a chance to drive and score. They all knew he was getting the ball. He drives to the basket. Four guys converge. It looks like he might have gotten hit,
but he still
didn't
shot.
Get the
did,
call.
Did he? Oh, did no. He not pass? Well, he's not a superstar.
The shot was blocked. It went the other way. They got a foul. They make their free throws, and that's the end of the game. So, and Carlton Towns complaining that he got hit and he should have got. And when you watch the replay a couple of times, you're like, okay, I could see a whistle blowing right
the
there.
Because
the guy had 60, and you think the refs are like, look, he's been.
At the end of the game, you let him play.
But it was a bad shot. It wasn't
that's what
a
I'm
good.
That's
it was out
saying.
Of control.
So you're not bailing somebody out going 1-on-4.
But Finch was more frustrated with the fact that while this was all going on and this was fun,
they lost their professionalism.
We let go of what we're good at, which is shutting this team down and playing defense.
It was an absolute disgusting performance of defense and immature basketball all the way through the game. So it really didn't slip away. It had been there from the jump. So this is what happens when you have this type of approach.
And nobody wants to have a record in a loss.
There's nothing exciting. Like people forget. Bernard King, 60 on Christmas Day in 1984.
Uh-huh.
They lost to the Nets. They lost the game.
Michael Jordan.
63 against the Celtics, yeah, in the playoffs. Lost the game. Yes.
Darren Orlovsky, 300 yards passing against the Patriots.
I mean, I don't know if that's in the same category, but you just wanted a reason to bring that up.
Remember when we first started doing this? Dan had that ball behind. Like, bro, who gets a game ball for a loss? Like, yo, what the hell?
It was on the shelf.
Yeah, it was on the shelf. He was like, man, he took that thing down.
He used to
so
always
fast.
Pick on him about that. But now, the reason why I bring this up here in New York is because it's Carl Anthony Towns. And there's been a lot of talk about the Knicks making a move for Carl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the good and the bad here, he was out of his mind offensively, but yet they lost. Listen, does it make you hesitate at all?
Yes.
And say, I don't know if I want to
in. It looks like some immaturity there, like you said.
And Anthony Edwards did nothing whole game.
Well,
nothing.
Tibbs should know, though.
Yeah, he does. He knows him. Yeah. He knows
so
him.
He knows what you're signing up for, too.
Right. Like, you
the
can't
good and
lose
the bad.
That game.
Sometimes he gets hurt. Sometimes, like, he's often hurt.
Right.
Not available.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about giving guys big contracts or taking on big contracts and the dude is not around a lot. That can be frustrating because you depend. One thing you can say about the stars here in New York, outside of Mitchell Robinson, you can depend on them to be show up and give you
these
give
guys
you that game.
Yeah, this current team, they play.
They play.
Yeah, they play. So that was something. As I'm watching it, I was watching him, and then you see the score, and I kept thinking, he might get 70 because this is a close game. He's going to have to get 70. And then in the fourth quarter, he looked like he couldn't make a shot anymore. He missed a couple layups. Like, and look, you're going to get tired.
The legs get tired.
And it just started catching up. And then you realize, like, Anthony Edwards doesn't have it going because they were all deferring the whole game.
Because I watched him, so nobody's
never
got
in rhythm.
That's how the early Jordan used to be. He's making all these shots, and then
no one else touched the ball.
Yeah, and you depend on them to make a shot. Yeah. Like, bro, I ain't in rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. And that happened, and then their defense was so bad that the Hornets just kept playing.
Look what you just said, the Hornets.
I know. They kept playing.
And
so, in the end, you lose despite a 62-point performance.
He had 44 at the half. 44. But you lost.
I wonder if he was watching.
And his coach, he didn't want to just call out Cat. He was very careful. But you know who he was talking about. You know exactly what he was talking about there. So does that give you a little cause for pause?
But is that something that when you hear a coach say that, is he speaking to a bigger message about him? And
well, that's always been the problem with him, though.
You talk about a team that's in first place.
Yeah, yeah. One of the best teams in the league. They've had a great run. They were a great home team, and that happened.
And one of your best players.
Yeah, and you lost.
And you want to get rid of him.
And that sounds like this offseason, because that tax thing I've been telling you about. And remember, A-Rod and his guy have taken over. They don't have as deep pockets as you think. And so they're going to be paying attention to how much they're paying and how much they want to
keep. Plus, that's a small market, so how much money does that team make?
Well, they don't make a lot. They're not a huge income. So that's going to leave him available, and the connection has always been to the Knicks.
And is
this what you want?
The thing is, like, would Dolan want to pay that luxury tax for him knowing what you're getting? You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, it's because he's considered a star. Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
He's considered a star. But is this what you're saving up your four first round picks for? Is this what you're doing? That's something that you got to think about. Seriously, think about. Because the culture right now are guys like you said, who all play, who play hard, tough guys, right? Might not be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, they all have flaws.
I don't think.
But are you sure this is the element that you are bringing in? A guy that can go for 60 and lose.
Towns ain't who I want. If I'm going to wait a year for a big star, I'm waiting for Booker. Because I think that is that's an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't think it's the right. Like if they get rid of Booker and they stay with Bill, who's always hurt, I feel like KD's stuck with another Kyrie, guy who's always in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
But what you can get for Booker in return can fill out your roster with a bunch of good players as well.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's also one of those you don't know what's going to happen on that front. But
could you imagine, you know, what the team would look like? Say if they traded the Booker to the Knicks, and
depends on what you'd have to give up
in return. You get like DiVincenzo, you get Randall. And you're going to probably get some more players and some picks. You probably get three.
I don't know.
And they let's say Mitchell
Robinson. I don't think there's a real match there right now, but still. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll get your calls rolling. There's also something about Embiid's performance that if you're an NBA fan, if you're a basketball fan, that and something else are telling you why the NBA is thriving, yes, but it's dangerously close to becoming like baseball in one way. I'll tell you next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Knicks back in action tonight, going after a fourth straight win and doing so against the Brooklyn Nets. Popular topic whenever these teams play is the question of, is there a rivalry between the two teams? So what does Julius Randle think?
Oh, no, I'll leave that for the fans. To be honest, you know, that's more of an in-city thing, New York thing, that I'll leave for the fans to debate. But, you know, it's definitely always a different atmosphere and energy when we do play them, for sure.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it's the choice in New York sports talk. It is the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM and the all-new ESPN New York app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, so you know who's been taking some funky cold Medina?
Who been getting some funky cold Medina?
Tristan Thompson, apparently. Mm. So he has been suspended for 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug program.
Why? What did he do?
So he tested positive for a couple of things. The one thing was
ibutamorin. What's that?
It's a HGH, basically.
Ibutamorin.
Yeah. Okay. I need it. So I go from like skinny fat to just like, you know.
Skinny.
Ripped. Yeah.
Skinny tight.
Because he always had like that bit of the weight issue, right?
Did he? He was all, I saw him with his shirt off. He looked like ripped up. I didn't realize Rudy.
Well, now you know why he's ripped up.
I didn't realize Rudy was like ripped up like that. He took his shirt off. I'm like, damn, Rudy.
Rudy who?
Rudy Gobert. I'm like,
skinny.
I'm like, but he ripped up though. Like, he muscular under there. I'm like, man, hold up. You let Draymond choke you up like that, son?
Yeah, well.
Like, hold up, man.
It's a good point.
Hey, man, you just don't, man, them weights looking, weight training looking like, man, all that work we doing, pushing these steels, something that push back, you just going to get choking.
So the other thing that he was also caught using was LGD.
LGD.
Yeah, which is basically testosterone.
Okay. Well, you know he got a high sex drive, so maybe he used all his testosterone up, you know what I'm saying, all his side pieces.
Maybe.
I would have just said.
Wait, who was the boxer? What's his name? Tyson
Fury
told us the way to build up testosterone. Remember? Do you don't remember this conversation we had with him?
Is to swallow his own?
No, you don't remember. We had him on the show.
He said he wank off.
Yeah, that he would do it like several times a day, and that allegedly raises your testosterone levels, which you and I were both like.
Jake, Jake, what's your highest number today?
Damn, we're gonna do this.
What's your highest number today?
Are we really doing that?
Oh my God!
Call in. What's your high? Because some people, I need to know if this worked. What's your highest in the day, Jake?
I forget what it was. Now I got to look it up. No, he said it on our show.
Yeah, he said it on our show.
Ray, I don't think you were producing us then.
Jake, why are you hiding behind
the screen? It's got to be in the system.
So, Jake, you ain't just going to answer. You just told us you was on Soul Swipe last night.
I wasn't on Soul Swipe last night.
You were on Soul Swipe last night after everything we talked about yesterday?
I didn't even download the app.
All right, Anthony Pusick definitely was on the show when we had Tyson Fury.
Yeah,
you remember this conversation we had with Tyson Fury, right?
We dumped it then and we dumped it now.
Oh, come on.
Jake,
really?
Jake, how many? What's your high number?
I don't have a number.
Infinite? Infinity?
Yes. Here it is. Taken from our show. Seven times a day.
Seven times
before
a day.
Before the Deontay Wilder.
But how many times?
Yeah.
He said,
if it's going to give me an edge, I'm willing to try it.
Why wouldn't you just
keep my testosterone pumping? Those are the words that he spoke to us.
But
seven times a day, man.
It'll feel raw.
But I heard that abstaining, like, I've heard fighters like going 6 weeks without it and having like the best fight to their life.
Nah. Of course, remember what Mickey said to Rock?
No, that's a big
women weaken legs.
Yo, that's a lie. Some of the greatest games I've had in my life. I was floating. Like, woo!
I'm just saying, like, so for Tristan Thompson, is in Cleveland.
Listen,
he's not in LA anymore around you know.
But this is the thing. I would try to get out of it. I said, listen, I didn't know that my significant other had the cream on, but you know what I mean? We was having sex with Chloe, and you know, it rubbed off on me and got in my skin.
Right.
We was bucking nakeds.
That's
trying to make a third baby.
Okay. So that's what happened.
But Jake, what's your high number though?
You want to know this, don't you?
You really care.
He's not letting go.
Listen, I don't.
You might as well just come up with a number. Just make it up.
Let's say three.
There you go.
Yeah, whatever.
Three.
I think that's my
good
high
Lord.
Number.
Three.
I think that's my high number.
Three.
Yeah, I was young. Hey man, listen, Soul Train, come on, bro. You can't help yourself.
That's a long day. Would you wake up at 6 a.m. and go to bed after midnight?
No, Soul Train, come
three.
On at 11.
I'm saying three.
You go play basketball, and they regenerate. Like, you know what?
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Hey, call in if you could top me.
I don't think anybody
number.
Wants to call. I think they make up a name and they do that. 800-919-3776.
I bet you Cullum knows.
Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum.
Colin, oh, you got
make me answer that question.
I mean, you're first up.
Colin, you got forearms like Popeye the Sailor Man, don't you?
I mean, let me think. I would say three, but maybe in the early young, 16, 15, maybe I hit four. I don't know.
Okay.
Three.
Four.
But,
three. My man just sitting there.
What's your substance? Hey, Colin, what's your substance of choice?
Substance.
No.
I can't even think about that.
That's important. Because lotion is horse too fast.
Colin, why don't we get to what you wanted to talk about?
I'll try to move on as quickly as
please
possible.
Please do.
So, We obviously saw Scary Terry going to the Miami,
yep.
And we obviously saw Pascal Siakam going to the Pacers.
Yeah,
we know that the Celtics, the 76ers, and the Bucks—they're the top three. And then who is that 4 to 6, 7 range and
yep.
stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Knicks, the Miami, the Pacers, the Cavaliers.
Yep.
Who is going to make that next step to being a head and shoulders above them? The other teams are making moves. I was going to ask, like, what do you think? Is there another move for the Knicks to make out there? I really want DeJounte Murray. Out of anybody out there, I know they were talking about Malcolm Brogdon, and then the talks kind of fell sour.
Nothing really happened. No, nothing went sour, Colin. First of all, Murray
hit two game winners. Price just went up.
The Murray is going to cost more than you really are willing to pay right now. Okay, that's number one. And they made their move. I've said this last week. Woj said it as well. They made their move. OG, that's the move. That disrupted the locker room. It disrupted your lineup. You don't do lineup disrupting moves. You don't do two of them in one season because you got to have time to gel. The starting five is a better starting five. It's one of the best in the league now. But your bench has a deficit. You got to fix that.
That's
where you're focused on right now is how do you fix the bench that is cost effective for this season, knowing that in the offseason there could be a bigger move to be made then. That's reality, Colin.
Can I ask you this then for Colin? I'm asking for you. Because Alan said it's not cool for me to ask him, can I ask him a question? Because it's like bad business practice. But I'm not like you.
You said, can I ask you a question? You just did. That's
right.
What I said.
So does this make the Miami Heat the fourth best team? When you think about Scary Terry and his 23 points, does this elevate the Heat to the same level as the Knicks? And that's what you want to ask, right, Colin?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I mean, even if they're not the fourth seed, the fifth seed, the sixth seed, whatever it is, we know when playoff time comes that they're going to be a problem. I would still, if the Knicks ended up playing them in the fourth, fifth seed,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Heat as they are better and they have a more likely chance of winning. I can't say that with all the other teams. I think they beat the Cavs. I think they beat the Pacers. I think they beat everybody else. The Miami Heat scares me the most.
The Pacers scare me the most because of how much they can score, how overwhelming they can be offensively. What the Cavs are doing, Colum, it defies logic right now. I mean, they are on someone. They want eight in a row. They are suddenly just an unstoppable force, but I wonder if they're peaking right now and it'll catch up eventually. But right now, they're in the fourth seed, and they have played great. But there's still another move to be made.
Says.
But it's not the significant – it's not the OG move. This is going to be whether it's adding Lowry as a sign-in once they buy him out, Is it Bruce Brown who's, I mean, he was, did you see him campaigning after the game, by the way, about how I'm a Tibbs guy and I fit in perfect? Like, so all that stuff was going on. So,
7-Eleven.com.
What do you got now? What do you got?
LA discussed potentially trading 3 draft picks for Spider and Trey Young.
Yeah, that's, no, Donovan Mitchell's going nowhere.
That had ESPN,
the Hawks
that
are
had,
not
that had ESPN at the bottom. That one even say it was 7-Eleven.com, but it has ESPN at the bottom.
Yeah, it's the Lakers would love to do stuff like that, but those guys aren't being they're not moving.
This is crazy. Like the Lakers want to make big moves this year.
Of course they do.
They just made big moves last year.
Because it's LeBron. You know LeBron is
people talk about KD and like him bouncing from super team to super team. This dude basically creates his own super team and
now,
he
instead
just
of leaving,
yeah,
he makes
just,
you leave.
Yeah, he just makes everybody else leave. He just got rid of all those players last year.
And now more players are gonna go. D'Angelo Russell is that good as gone. Oh. Nobody wants him.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Nobody wants him, but he's as good as gone. They got a bunch of guys that are as good as gone. Bill in Queens. Bill.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
What's your number, Bill? 10? So, never mind.
Say what?
I said, what's your number, 10? I said, never mind.
Oh. So, look, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and I love how we're playing. And, yes, I have the perfect fit. It's the obvious one. Mm-hmm. It's the Mikal Bridges coming over to the Knicks. You slide. You slide DiVincenzo to the sixth man. You have a great backcourt with Josh Hart and Hartenstein when Mitch comes back, and you just give Brooklyn an offer they can't refuse.
The offer? You got to give me, because I'm with you. I think you have to complete. Like, to me, Mikal Bridges is the final Infinity Stone. Like, that's how I look. I think he's the Infinity Stone because it's the Villanova thing. It's how he fits. It's all the thing. It's everything he can do. All that stuff, right? But the problem is this, is that you're not getting, why would the Nets want to do this? So you have to give me an offer.
Two first rounders, 2 second rounders, Grimes, and Fournier's contract.
No. How does that, all right. So you are telling Brooklyn, get rid of your best player.
See, quickly, and give me that one.
Give me a guy who's like a pretty good off the bench young guy. 2 firsts, seconds, forget it. Bill, seconds don't mean a damn thing in the NBA. All right,
so give him 4 firsts.
Four firsts.
I think he's worth it.
All right, and then getting no talent back, and they're giving their rival
that they lost draft to James Harden. They're getting it right back.
They got draft capital in that trade.
They got draft capital for KD, too.
They got a ton of draft capital now. They don't really need a ton of draft capital. You know what they need? Talent. They need a point guard.
I just don't understand how their team is fit. You probably got a better chance getting a guy like Fitty Smith.
I
think they're going to build around Bridges. I don't see them letting
Bridges
Bill.
Go. I mean, I hate to burst your bubble. I'm with you on Bridges. Like I said, I'd love to see him.
But tell me this.
They love him. They're all close friends. Like, so, it would be amazing. But there's no chance. Sean Marks is not making the Knicks better by giving his best player to them. He's not doing it.
What I'm saying
is, I don't blame him.
Did the Knicks maybe move too quickly? Should they have gave up quickly in R.J. Barrett?
No, because, like
I'm
I
saying,
said.
Based around that,
no,
for Bridges.
Because they know they're not trading Bridges. They know this. So you're not waiting on a deal that's never going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Bridges has to wait out his contract. If he wants to eventually join these guys, he's going to have to do it that way. There's
Like last year of his deal type of thing?
Yes, because you don't have anything they want.
How many years they have? He asked before that
I
happens.
Believe there's 2. I think there's still 2 more. Yeah. Mm. But seriously, you don't have anything that they want. Like, what do they want off your roster other than Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
They don't want anything off your roster. That's for true. Him? 800-919-3776. All right, we'll continue with your calls. Mel's mock draft is out, Bart. Who does he have? The Giants taking at 6?
Ooh.
And how about the Jets at 10? Will you be happy with it?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
We'll get into that in the 1 o'clock hour. We finish up with the NBA with your calls coming up next. Stay with us. Bart and Han, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, it is time for the ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza 5.
The Superbox Bonanza!
I want the PlayStation.
All right, well, this year, each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card, and you have a chance at one of 10 Superboxes with prizes that include a big screen TV or Apple AirPods Pro. Oh, wow, so we're only down to that? A lot of the prizes have gone already. All right, let's see. What number? Seven?
Let's go seven flow crew.
Be calling number seven right now at
987-ESPN
to select the box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. It's all brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. And, of course, Bart, your favorite place, my favorite place, all of our favorite places, Security Dodge.
Wow! Come get some.
No comment.
No?
I want them Sansones.
Well, there's that, too. All right, more calls. Before we get to them, though, I just...
I love Michelle Scalise, though. She's still my girl.
I know you do. You guys are tight. Do you think that the NBA might have a bit of a baseball thing to worry about here? Think about this. Tell me if this sounds familiar. The best player in the game doesn't really want to promote the game, doesn't play in a major market, doesn't really care about all the stuff that comes with being the best player in the game.
Talking about Jokic?
Yes. Does that sound like somebody you know? Now, the only difference is this Mike player Trout. Won a championship. Yes.
Yeah.
So he's a great player. I mean, a great player.
See, but it's different.
But he doesn't flash. He doesn't care. He just wants to go home when the season's over. He doesn't care. All right, so there's that. Then there's another great player in the game, Joel Embiid. And if you watched his 70-point performance, 70 points is amazing. If you watched it, I watched it.
Yeah.
I'm a basketball guy. You know I love the game. Passionate for it, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't watching it like...
It's like watching Rasheed. It wasn't like the. It's like this.
The guy was making like it's layups, like turnarounds, like a couple of threes.
It's like the slow mo moves. It's like when Donovan Mitchell did it. It was so ferocious.
I'm gonna say something that's gonna be controversial.
Oh shit!
I mean, in basketball terms,
Dump.
I'm gonna say something that not a lot of people are gonna understand because we don't have video evidence. We don't have proof. Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Yeah.
God awful boring.
Of course. And he's dead. He did it seven times.
No. 100-point game.
Okay, yeah. But
he did it once.
He did 70, in 1962. Like six times, right?
The problem is, it was boring. Why?
And they let him do it.
Because it was free throws for the most part and layups. And I've told the story. They fouled each other on purpose so he could get more shots.
Yeah.
That was not a compelling, unbelievable. Yeah. Kobe's 81 was a way more impressive, incredible performance than Wilt's 100-point game.
What about Jordan?
But the problem is we don't have video of it to see it. Yeah. But if we had video to see it, people would have been like, what the hell is this?
It'd be like
he's scoring on some guy that's like, that guy just put in my sink yesterday. Like, I'm telling you, this was not a great performance. So what Joel Embiid did is 70 points. It's great. Good for him. But there's another guy in the league that you're not it's not breathtaking. Ja was breathtaking. Zion, breathtaking. The problem is these guys –
you can't depend on them.
Who knows where they are now?
It's like
LeBron is getting older. Steph Curry's getting older, and the league doesn't have a next guy.
That's why I said what I said. What I said the other day that I got controversy for today. They scrubbed it from ESPN.
I said Anthony Edwards.
But you know what, though? Your guy sat back as Carl Anthony Towns went for 60, and then when it was winning time, your guy couldn't turn it on.
He wasn't warmed up.
And they lost.
They still the number one seed.
I'm sorry, that's embarrassing.
That's saying a lot.
I'm sorry, that's embarrassing. So I know no one wants to hear that. You're a basketball fan, and you get upset when somebody's critical of your sport. Guess what? It's my sport, too. I love the game. But if I'm a league, I'm a little worried about this. The best player in the sport has such a meh attitude towards the promotional part of it. And a lot of us in the game, we respect it because he's not caught up in trying to be a star. But he doesn't care about fit. He doesn't care about all the things that could, the sizzle and the attention. We get that. But you still need somebody that's going to sell the damn sport.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do it. Jordan did it. LeBron did it. Magic did it. But we had guys who did it. He's more like Kareem. Kareem didn't want to be bothered with that stuff.
Yeah, but it's always somebody else that emerges. Like Luka is a great person. Luka's a great personality. He don't mind talking. He's a big personality.
Even him. Have you ever watched him? I mean, he makes great shots
they play their own pace.
The guy's a little
dumpy. What you're saying is you need a guy like Josh.
Who is breathtaking to watch? Who in the NBA are you like, I want to watch that guy play?
If I had to pay money to see anybody in the NBA, who would it be?
You have the ability to buy one ticket to any game in the league.
I feel like Wimby, I feel like in a couple of years, Wimby's going to be that guy. And he's a guy that's willing to talk.
Maybe. We don't know.
But his game and some of the things that he does, I like Chet Holmgren, Gilly. Shea. I always mix him and Gilly up.
Yeah.
I would say Shea. But he's in Oklahoma.
But you know what? He's another guy. He just kind of like snakes into the paint and makes like little floaters. Like it's just there's something. When you watch LeBron James, it is spectacular. There are levels to this, Bart. Come on. Honestly. Like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen's a great quarterback, but he ain't Patrick Mahomes. He's not that great. There's levels to great. And when you are supposed to carry a league into the next generation, I need you to be more than just, he's pretty good. But you can't just get caught up in stats. Because stats don't sell tickets.
But weren't we worried about this when Kobe was getting to the end and then LeBron took it over?
Well, we knew LeBron was coming, though. LeBron was already established.
So
he was exciting.
So wouldn't the LeBron of our era be Wimby?
No. LeBron was already something. Yeah. He was already something.
Yeah, but Wimby is like had the same. People been tanking for Wimby for 2 years.
Well, he's going to.
He's international.
Well, within the next 2 years, he's going to have to do something special. Because remember, 2007, LeBron came on the scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's when we were like, okay, LeBron's legit. Kobe was still Kobe.
Yeah, they're going to build around him. I mean, remember, like, he still put up 33. He put up 33 on Joel.
Gave up 70. But still, you get what I'm saying.
He says, I'm not a center.
You don't see the comparison.
Yeah,
like, Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Otani came along, but once again, what do we say about Otani? As much as he is box office and you want to see him perform and all those things, he is also
always hurt.
Not American.
Always hurt.
And that's important. I do think it still does matter in a sport that is based in this country. I do think it matters. It doesn't mean you can't marvel at a player, but an international player being the face of your sport that's based in America, I'm telling you.
Ja could have been our next Allen Iverson, man. But even Allen Iverson.
Ja and Zion have let the league down.
Allen Iverson, in my opinion, was never the face of the NBA.
Iverson?
He was never the face.
But he was a face.
He was a contributor.
He was definitely culture face.
He represented the culture.
Yes.
He was a culture face.
Yes, which is fine.
Yeah, he wasn't the
Which
face.
Is fine. But he wasn't a transcendent star.
Right.
Which is, I think, LeBron and Steph Curry are the last of the transcendent where Middle America, the coasts, the people who don't watch sports, they know them. The problem right now in the NBA is you don't have that guy coming next.
I wish Kyrie could have been okay.
Yeah, well,
we can't depend on him for nothing.
He is what he is.
But he's great – talking about some of the things he do with basketball.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mel Kiper's mock draft, we'll get to that. We have your calls.
We got
to 800-919-3776. No, we have his
– Ray, good work.
Oh. We have his draft to talk about, the mock draft.
Okay.
Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Only 3 games left in the NFL season. 2 this weekend and then the Super Bowl. But have we seen the best there is to see? Bills and Chiefs game. drew nearly 40 million viewers. Yesterday on the K-Show, Peter said, Bills and Chiefs, that's the best rivalry in sports right now.
That's about as fun as football can be. We need to give the Chiefs-Bills its due for where it ranks among rivalries all time. This thing is starting to become really, really fun. That back and forth was amazing. For my money, there's no combination of teams in all of sports I would rather watch than the Bills and Chiefs of this era. To me, that is as entertaining as sports can be.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.